Immigration Minister Peter Dutton has confirmed the government's sweeping reforms to citizenship will be redrafted with an easier English language test and eventually reintroduced back to the Senate. The original bill would have extended the waiting time for permanent residents to apply for citizenship and created tougher English language tests as well as extra powers for the minister. Minister Dutton says he has had a positive reaction to the proposal from many crossbench senators, with some even urging the government to go further. But he's accused the federal opposition of not acting in the national interest.
They are opposed to our proposition that if somebody has been on welfare benefits, they're of a working age, they've got a capacity to work, but that they've been on welfare benefits for 4 years, that they should be eligible to become an Australian citizen without any question. So let the Labor Party explain their position, because at the moment they're playing this sort of populist position with the Greens.
The original bill failed to pass, with Labor, the Greens and the Nick Xenophon team all opposed. Greens Senator Nick McKim says the bill's defeat was a great win for multicultural Australia and is pleased the changes have been knocked back.
There are many thousands of people whose lives have basically been put on hold by Peter Dutton, and from today those people can now move forward with their lives, make choices about their future and have confidence that their applications will be assessed under the current legislation, not Peter Dutton's White Australia legislation, which the Senate has rejected.
Migrants who have already put in applications for citizenship and those who still plan to will be assessed under current requirements. Reforms to the bill the government is willing to consider include accepting migrants who pass an English entrance exam at Band 5 on the international testing standard rather than Band 6 as previously proposed. The tougher Band 6 test was a major sticking point in the Senate, including for the crucial Nick Xenophon team on the crossbench. Band 5 is described as modest English user rather than a competent one. The government says it will continue to negotiate with crossbench senators over the citizenship changes in the hope of getting them through. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says they haven't given up on the reforms yet.
We want, Australia's success as a successful multicultural nation to continue to strengthen and strengthen. These reforms are an important part of that, and we'll continue to engage with non-government senators to reach a consensus, and as soon as that has been secured, we'll proceed.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten has welcomed the Senate's back down, saying the proposal was not in the interests of ordinary Australians.
It was a stupid law. The idea that we're going to start setting university language tests had a whole lot of migrants and a whole lot of long-standing Australian residents up in arms. These people, all long-term residents born in other countries, were deeply insulted. Who knows what Dutton's going to cook up now? And it's up to the government. They present their legislation. If it's bad for the interests of ordinary people, we won't vote for it.
The government also wanted to impose its crackdown retrospectively, affecting everyone who applied for citizenship since its policy was announced on April the 20th. It is now willing to hold fire on the changes until July the 1st next year.